Hello, dear listeners. Do you ever wonder why we use certain phrases or words? What are the origins? Where did they come from? You know, those funny sayings we use in everyday life, like wolf in sheep's clothing, or push the envelope, when pigs fly, or knock on wood. Well, do we have an amazing new podcast for you to check out. Why Do We Say That podcast is hosted by amazing and fun father-son duo Scott and Liam Kelly, and they check out all these sayings and ponder all those questions and dive deep into why we say that and where they come from. It's really freaking awesome. I've been enjoying it so much, and I really love to bring you guys new podcasts that you can listen to. It's really fun when you get something like a really good, strong father and son dynamic on a podcast, and they have a lot of fun. So definitely check them out. You can find them on Apple Podcasts under Why Do We Say That from Scott and Liam, and we will have the links in the show notes as well. And now, guys, back to the show. The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Hard ticket to Hawaii. It has it all. The awesome, pristine beauty of the land. The warm caress of perfect beaches. The tantalizing wetness of the blue Pacific. Hawaii. It's a great place to visit. But you wouldn't want to die there.
G'day everybody, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 23 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-hosts and I watch a random movie off this free streaming site, Tubi, and do an audio commentary for it. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello! Doing all right. Very excited for today's movie, actually.
Indeed. And unfortunately, though, our regular co-host, Batch, couldn't make this episode today. And originally, I believe we said last week that this episode was going to be our Patreon pick episode. But we decided to push that back until Batch returns on the next episode. Since he actually did pick the four films for the Patreon pick poll, including the film that did win, we thought it'd make sense to just wait till he returns. So in the meantime, we thought we'd just do a different movie for this week until he returns.
Yes.
However, since Batch isn't with us, we have managed to rope in a very special guest to join us for this episode.
Yes, we did.
And indeed, and if you can't guess it, out of his voice, it's our good friend Sean Clancy. Hello, Clancy. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, not too bad. We're just prepared for today's show, which I'm very excited about because the movie that we've decided to pick as our replacement film for this episode, I would say, is a classic of cheesy action film cinema, and it's one that I personally love because I watched this, I believe, the first time 2 years ago. I wasn't sure what to expect, and I was completely and utterly blown away by it. And of course, that movie is the 1987 Andy Sidaris movie, Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah, boy.
Now, Marcy, ooh, I introduced you to this film. Yes. Have you ever heard of this film prior to me showing it to you, and what have you think of it since?
I had no idea what the fuck this movie was until you brought it to my attention, and I don't know, I don't think I was in the right mood to watch it the first time, but I've definitely got an appreciation for Hard Ticket to Hawaii now.
Yeah, it's kind of like
fucking hilarious.
Indeed. It's kind of like with most of our favorite bad movies we've watched over the years, like Troll 2 or The Room and that, where like you're not sure what to make of it the first time you watch it, but the more you do, the more it becomes amazing. Just like Clancy's Hawaiian shirt that he's wearing right now.
Hey.
I had to.
But Clancy, had you ever heard of Hard Ticket to Hawaii? And also, have you seen any of Andy Sidaris' other films that he's made?
Oh, yes. I have not seen Hard Ticket to Hawaii, but I have seen a bunch of Andy Sidaris' masterpieces, if you will.
Indeed. Well, I think so for our...
This is the only Andy Sidaris movie I've ever seen.
Indeed.
I don't need any
others. Like the, and this is the second film of a film series that he made, which is called the Triple B franchise, which is basically the Bs are, I believe, Babes, Bombs, and Bullets, I believe.
Babes, Boobs, and Booty. Hello.
Well, that too, so. But, yeah, so Andy Sidaris has made quite a number of films in this franchise. Some of them which include amazing titles such as Picasso Trigger, Savage Beach, Malibu Express, with a lot of them featuring a lot of the same characters and all that. And sometimes the same actors, but playing different roles most of the time. So we picked quite a good one for this episode. Which I think is probably his best known one. But to lay down the ground rules for all our listeners out there who have never listened to any of our previous episodes of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, first of all, how dare you? What you need to do is you need to go to Tubi and look up the film Hard Ticket to Hawaii. We're going to be playing the film from the very start. So we're going to count down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So when an ad does pop up, we will shout out, ad. That's when you will pause the film, and then once the ad is over, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But we'll also give you a timestamp as well, just to let you know where we're up to at a specific point, so you can get the movie to there. But however, though, if you don't have Tubi, and you have this film on DVD or Blu-ray, you can easily watch it, listen to our commentary that way as well, and just pause the film whenever you like. but before we do, though, now, Marcy, Clancy, are you both ready to take a hard ticket to Hawaii?
I'm already there, baby.
I was born ready for this hard ticket to Hawaii.
I'm very much ready as well, and I've got my Red Bull ready to go.
Let's see if we can make you do a spit take again.
Indeed, which is probably the most hilarious moment that has happened in our recent episodes. So, although I have a feeling, though, if this movie if Hard Ticket to Hawaii came out today, everybody in the movie would be drinking Red Bull, I have a feeling, along with whiskey.
They'd be drinking something, all right?
Damn straight, just like Clancy is right now. But all right, we'll get started.
Let's do it.
I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're playing.
Malibu Beach.
Malibu.
Seagulls squawking.
Is this where we get the theme song?
Now that's, well, this is the beginning of the theme song, but the actual song doesn't kick in until a little bit later.
Oh, damn. I mean, I know we watched this like last week, but I don't remember.
But don't worry, once that theme song kicks in, we'll be singing along to it.
At least this is in Hawaii, unlike Miami Connection, which was barely in Miami.
Exactly.
Oh my God, I don't want to look at Ron Moss in those bikini bottoms.
Yes, you
do. They're not even speedos because they like legit are held together by string.
They look like they're hers. And they the ship is called Malibu Express.
Which is the boat from the first movie, apparently.
There you go.
Even though I own Malibu Express, but I have not watched it yet.
Shit, me and her have the same nail colour.
Oh, wow.
Well, you should have the same hair.
That'll happen to your hair when you go to the hairdressers next, Marcy.
My hair looks like that normally. It looks horrendous. It looks like I have a mullet or something. I don't know.
Her hair looks like it's like coated in, what is that, Aquanet?
Oh, boobs.
Whoa!
Oh, boobs. Hello.
Fake boobs, but boobs all the same.
I can see the reason why Rob Moss signed up for this movie.
It's a shame he didn't make any more.
I know.
But he was on Bold and the Beautiful by then.
Yeah, well, I think from what I read the other day, that the same year he made this film, that's when he debuted on Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, he took off as the soap opera star.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they wearing?
Those are shorts I could...
I'm looking at the socks.
I know! What the fuck?
Those waterproof?
Maybe. Do they keep their drugs in there?
That's where I would.
Guys, these are the type of outfits I would be wearing in my spare time.
I was just trying to listen about all the weed they're growing. I was like, I might move there.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
God. So what's with the dude that actually has his shit together, the guy on the left, and then look at the guy on the right, he's like, oh, fuck it, I'm not even going to buckle this goddamn belt.
His clothes do not fit. Belt guy.
He didn't care that day.
He Tommy Wiseau'd it with, like, 5 belts. Nearly got you.
You almost got me.
So close. Is that meant to
look
be weed?
Look at all that weed.
It doesn't look much like weed.
Maybe.
Now, I've never been to gone to a weed farm and operation and all that, but I'm pretty sure that's not how it all goes.
Yeah, but there's traps, obviously.
Oh, now they're caught up in a tree.
Look at that guy's glasses. I want them.
That don't... Okay. Fucking... And the guy's name is Shades.
Look at those. They're blind, dude.
Oh, my God.
I like how he's like literally has to turn his head up so you don't see the camera people.
And the thing is, you could see the boogers up his nose.
Yes.
Now it's the Blair Witch effect.
Let's talk about how amazing this opening's credits are.
I like how homemade these credits are.
Hey guys, let's go to Home Depot and film our credits scene.
Yes. Let's position it carefully.
Marcy, for our top secret project that we're currently working on right now, can the credit sequence be something like this?
No.
No.
I don't have this much patience.
Rodrigo Obregon.
They just put his name on the truck where everyone else is like on boxes.
Oh, yeah. Rodrigo's the man. He's in, like, every Sidaris movie.
Indeed, playing a different character in each one.
Yeah.
It essentially just...
It's him, but just a different name. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a different character.
It was like I was watching my second Andy Sidaris... this one he produced, Enemy Gold. He's in it, and I thought, it's the same character from Hard Ticket to Hawaii. Nope, it's a completely different character. Even though he's acting the exact same way.
I'm loving this.
Love this music.
Where did you find the soundtrack?
I found it on Apple on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone wants the soundtrack, that's where you can get it. And Spotify, I'm assuming.
I'm literally checking Spotify right now.
Because, I mean, Gary Stockdale did the music to this movie, and it's amazing. Do-do-do-do-do.
There it is.
Fuck yeah! Adding it to my Spotify. So, is that his wife?
Yeah, Arlene Sidaris is Andy Sidaris' wife.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow she approved of all of his movies.
There are 49 songs on the soundtrack.
Wow.
Came out December 11th, 2020.
Nice.
So, only yeah, recently. They're really on top of it.
Mm. All right, so are you ready to see the one of the subplots to this movie?
One of the many.
Yeah.
Well, I've already gotten one subplot about a marijuana plant thing growing
Life. Well, there's a dangerous snake.
That truck just like knocked. Oh.
This guy doesn't know how to use whatever that is—a forklift, maybe.
And snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not even a little bit.
These are all just actors who. Ah! Look at that snake.
What? Fucking what?
Yeah.
There's a giant snake in this movie.
That's what Bede looks like after every Tubi Tuesday.
Yep. I'm as lost as Marcy was the first time she watched it.
Bede.
Oh, here are the babes with boobs and booty.
Is she trying to be Sarah Connor there?
Two women here.
I have no idea.
Yes.
I love that this is their uniform.
That's Donna Spear, who I believe before she starred in many movies for Andy Serkis was actually a Playboy Playmate.
Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
I did a little homework.
Homework, eh?
Yeah.
Almost did a spit take then.
And also the other girl is Hope Marie Carlton.
Mm.
And I believe she might have been a playmate as well.
I think most of the women in these movies were.
She takes her top off.
Again.
If you see their boobs, they were a playmate, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And she's like, yeah. who needs clothes when I can just wear this vest thing?
I'm just going to bask in the wind and sun.
This is how you dress up when you go to work, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pete, explain what their job is.
They're DEAs. But the thing is, Holly Marie Carlton's character, she's actually in witness protection on this island. And so, basically, it's like, oh, well, if you're going to be in witness protection, you have to come work with me as well by pretending to fly a plane. Because they're like, they do tours around the island, so they're also pilots, as well as working with the DEA.
I thought they were like couriers.
Well, that too. are couriers, see?
Yeah, well, how many
they got
jobs?
Matching bags, matching outfits.
Yep. And so they're trying to uncover the drugs.
At Home Depot?
At Home Depot.
Yes.
Home Depot, Honolulu.
What's the Home Depot equivalent in Australia? Is it Bunnings?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. But does Home Depot have sausages in bread every Saturday?
I like how it's like in this movie. It's obviously that snake is huge, but the box that it's in is very small.
Yeah, like what is it, just all head?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, danger. Danger. A caution. Oh,
add already. Ad already. And it's a long ad.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long ad? All right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Get the drinks.
We talk through the ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Hope Marie Carlton.
Yeah, give us the facts.
Well, Hope Marie Carlton, she would also star in Savage Beach as well, and also I believe Picasso Trigger for Andy Sidaris. But after this movie, she would also star in Slumber Party Massacre 3, have a cameo in A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, and she would also star in Marcy, Ghoulies Free, Ghoulies Go to College.
What?
Yes.
She's actually still really, like, ridiculously good looking.
She was like only in her very early 20s when she did this movie.
The only movie I would put on my filmography is Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even put Hard Ticket to Hawaii on there.
Wow.
Jesus, this is a long ad.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a ha.
They tend to be.
It's a ha. It's a long ad for Tubi.
Yes. We have to suffer through the ads.
Yes.
Oh, apparently there's a Walmart ad.
Apparently, Donna Spear,
yes,
who plays the... admitted in her autobiography of this movie that she was intoxicated for much of the shoot and was was embarrassed by her performance in it.
Aww.
Which one was this?
Donna Spear. She's like she's the main character in the film.
The big poofy blonde Marcy hair.
Yeah. Yes.
Fuck off.
I didn't get their names. Pretty much she plays the character of Donna, which is basically
we are up there. Back.
And we're back in the movie.
We are back.
So now that we know that she was drunk throughout this entire movie.
10 minutes, 10 seconds. There you go.
Yes. Now we can just like watch how drunk she is in every scene.
Oh no, I'm looking right now to see how drunk she looks. I feel kind of bad though. It's that one there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The second one.
Yeah. Got the bigger puffy hair. But apparently though, this is the same part of the trivia. But despite these problems, she was well liked by Andy Sidaris and his wife, who offered her an opportunity to reprise the role in the sequel Picasso Trigger. Spear partially attributes this to her decision to get clean, remain sober for the duration of the shoot, and going on to appear in 5 more Sidaris films. Spear also credits the Sidaris' support with her remaining sobriety, as they had a driver on standby at all times to take her to AA meetings when she felt she might have to relapse.
Hmm.
That's actually very, very kind.
Yeah, good for her.
And it kind of shows, like, yes, even though Andy Sidaris makes these really wacky action movies that are full of action, boobs, nudity, and just everything, like, it sounds like he and his wife were very decent people as well behind the scenes. Oh,
yeah, that's, like, very, very caring for someone.
Hmm. And obviously, these two, you can obviously tell looking in the scene before, like, they know how to fly a plane. Push random buttons.
Yeah. You don't need any experience or lessons. You just go in a plane and start pushing buttons. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Jaws, it's the song, isn't Michael it?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the push buttons.
Now, Clancy, here comes the best song in the whole movie. And you have to, like, now all of our listeners will have to listen to Marcy and I sing along to this song.
Only sing the chorus.
Yeah,
All I hear is you guys, so I can't even hear the soundtrack. Or Ticket to Hawaii by G. Okay.
Now, I do have a question. I do have a question. What is a hard ticket to Hawaii?
It's when you got a boner when you're going to Hawaii.
I just want to know.
Let's look it up.
What is a hard ticket? Okay, here it comes.
Enjoying the song.
He got the chorus.
Hard ticket. To Hawaii.
It's not a paradise all the time.
It's a hard ticket to Hawaii.
See, this song could have easily have been in Miami Connection.
Yes. Actually, I think the lyrics are better.
A hard ticket is another name for a reserved seat.
Here's your reserved seating for Hawaii.
Right, so he bought a ticket to Hawaii.
Probably doesn't have the same ring, so they just changed to the hard ticket to Hawaii.
Hard ticket to Hawaii.
Wait, where did they come from?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're a married couple.
I know we're on board the plane.
No, they did.
You only saw them like very briefly.
Oh.
And not only that, they're transporting the snake as well.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
the puppet snake.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When do we get when does Ron Moss come back?
He comes back very soon. I was thinking the exact same thing, Lacey. It's basically the shots of, it feels like this, you could easily put these scenes in Jurassic Park, where they're like, flying to the island for the first time.
Bede, I want you to dress like that guy.
I will.
I'm almost there.
Almost.
Take the undershirt off, comb my hair back, and put on some shitty glasses.
Yeah. Put on some Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
Yes.
How did they mix up the two different snakes?
So there's like two snakes?
Apparently.
I like how he really doesn't give a shit. He's like, damn it, this was for the wildlife park. Okay.
Like, yeah, no worries, mate. It's dangerous, man.
It's contaminated.
Why does the boss of this Curia look like the late, great Jerry Stiller?
Okay, guys, here we go. I'm distracted by those shorts basically being eaten by her ass cheeks.
I was going to say, they're definitely...
Not mad about it.
Oh, no, I'm just very distracted. How is that comfortable, though?
A hard ticket.
I don't think the husband
you a hard ticket, all right?
I don't think the husband here is complaining.
No.
No.
But you both now have hard tickets in your pants for her tight ass.
I'm not going to confirm or deny that, Marcy.
I'm
going to save that for one day whenever I'm making an appearance on After Dark with Super Marcy.
Ew, you're not allowed.
Oh, you could Clancy's allowed to.
You could do After Dark with Bede. You can just read Nicolas Cage fan fiction.
Yes. It'll be called After Cage with Bede.
Yes. that's snake.
It is, I mean, I know people always like bag on about like, you know, practical effects and stuff. And, you know, there are some great practical effects are out there, but this is one of those occasions like, guys, yeah, it may be practical, but it still looks pretty shit.
Well, like, why are they so far away, and where is Jack, Hurley, Sawyer, and Kate?
I like to think that they were just actually on this version of Hawaii on Lost.
Yes. It's also
they did go back in time to the 70s or the 80s. Was it 70s?
I think it was the 70s, yeah. But the snake was actually behind everything on Lost. See? It works.
Yes. It was the Dharma.
What the fuck is that guy? Why
That's
do his legs... No, the guy behind him, his legs look like tree trunks.
Oh, wow.
He looks like a tree.
I missed that.
His legs were like this big.
Look out for that helicopter.
Is this how they move drugs or diamonds or something?
This is how they move diamonds. It's through toy helicopters.
Right.
They were ahead of the time because now you'd be using drones. See?
Exactly.
That is the 80s drone. Oh my god, run away! The toy helicopter's gonna get us.
So they just happened to be at the wrong place at the right time?
Or the right place at the right time?
I don't know. Little door opens.
Wow.
It's got stuff inside. Let's steal it.
Oh, is it makeup?
Whoa! She's got ninja stars! Nunchucks.
Holy shit. This DEA ain't fucking around.
Nope. Where the fuck did she have the nunchucks?
And where did Donna pulled out ninja stars out from her boots?
Well, that I can get. You can have weapons in your boots, but where the fuck were the nunchucks?
Cheap, they probably came out of the boots as well.
I'd say she pulled them out of her bra, but she's not wearing one.
Okay, now I'm sort of getting all the characters. Well, Donna, as I said before, Donna Spear plays Donna, obviously.
Mm.
But Hope Marie Carlton plays Taryn. That's her character's name.
Yes. Is that an earring? Oh, yeah, okay, it is.
Wait, so he's using his bad side for a walking stick with a shotgun?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
After getting a ninja star, he's got full functionality of his...
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's surrounded by blubber, so he's probably got protection.
Where did the helicopter come from?
From the boat.
Yeah, the boat.
Who's on the boat?
The bad guy. That's the Chang.
Oh, fuck. I'm not even that high. Fucking hell. And I've seen this before.
I like how it's like, nah, we're not going to send this plane back to the courier. We're just going to go back to our place.
What happened to the couple? Right. Did they just fuck them off?
Well, the couple are on their honeymoon, and they wanted to go to a Hawaiian beach for their honeymoon, so they dropped them off.
So they do everything on this island.
Yes.
I was wondering the same thing, Marcy, so yeah.
Yeah.
And also, this move...
There's the nunchucks!
Yes. Also, they got to go to the jacuzzi because that's where they do their best thinking.
Well, isn't that where everyone does their best thinking?
Obviously. That damn snake.
That snake got COVID.
It is. It's a COVID.
I think I read that book in grade school. Whoa. Why is it so slimy?
Because it's contaminated.
It's actually, we'll find out very soon, and it might be spoilers. It's actually contaminated with rabies.
Can snakes get rabies?
I like how, luckily we're doing a video of this because I want everyone to see your face just dropping right there, Clancy, after I told you that.
That will be the video preview for this. It's contaminated with rabies.
Because, you know, why not?
Exactly.
Now we're at Edie's.
Who's
now,
Edie?
Now we're at Edie's restaurant. She owns the restaurant.
Who is the that whiskey guy?
Clancy, I think that dude's wearing the exact same shirt as you.
It's very holy similar.
Oh, I should unbutton it more. Oh my god.
What is up with that hair?
Now that's fuck is now that's Edie.
Mm. Ew. Why does that guy look like the guy from Night Killer?
He does.
Nico, where's the Coke? I need Coke.
And that guy there, that is actually Andy Sidaris right there.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, is that him?
Yeah. Yeah.
This looks like the kind of...
I was looking up trivia. Did you know he directed Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
You're in America?
He also won an Emmy for his sports casting.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also directed the 1968 Olympics.
Yep.
Shit.
Yeah.
So he looks exactly like the kind of man that would make booby movies.
Yes.
Is he...
I wish my server will wear that.
Although you just missed the best line and probably the most disturbing line. He's like, baby, and we're like, we had such a good time, and
yeah,
the girl he's with, it was like, you practically raped me last night, and he's like, well, that was last night, this is today.
Yeah, that's fucked.
But how is he not leading anymore? Is he Wolverine?
He is. Now here comes another classic line of this movie. Like, am I doing my best Al Pacino and Scarface impression?
So how did I not know that was Andy Sidaris? Until you literally just said so.
Because like when I mentioned that, it's like, you know what? I never knew what Andy Sidaris looked like, but he... But now that I know it's him, that's who I pictured in my mind what he would look like. I'm in my jacuzzi where I do all my best thinking.
Oh, wait, the boobs are on screen.
Yeah, shut up, Marcy.
Oh, fuck off. So...
we found diamonds.
Yeah, so let's make sure you open up the bag inside of a pool.
Yeah.
We are in big trouble. Yeah, I'd be drunk too.
It's weird though, like their boobs are on full display, but it's really the hair that takes up most of the screen at the moment.
Yeah.
Rowdy.
I like how it's like they just dunk in the jacuzzi for a second to open that box, and now they're just out.
Well, exactly. The other girl was already in there.
Here we go. Ron Moss.
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
This was before he started looking like a wax figure. What is up with that guy's hair?
What is he trying to be like the guy from Karate Kid Part 3?
Yeah.
Although this predated Karate Kid Part 3.
I was going to say, he looks like...
Harry Silva?
Yes.
I was going to say, he looks like the lead guy from Samurai Cop, but with his hair done up.
Ooh, you're right.
What are they
doing? That is not... Big fuckheads, Marcy.
Jesus Christ.
That was painful. So they ordered sushi, did they?
Indeed. The original Uber Eats.
Yes.
Mimi. Oh, overboard.
Yeah, he almost went over.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that sushi.
He's probably thinking, thanks for the tip, sushi. Asshole.
They asked for sushi and they just got a sandwich.
Some sushi.
God, I mean, isn't that how we did send messages back in the day? Is we put a message inside a sandwich and have it delivered
and call it sushi?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that how it works?
Yes. And now they have to get rid of the message. I lighting the container on fire.
Okay, then.
What the hell is that made of?
I don't... Well, it's styrofoam, so it would burn. Very quickly.
And
is that another Andy Sidaris movie?
Yes.
And also... Malibu Express. That's the previous movie, but the thing is, how they explain why that poster's in this movie, even though it's technically a follow-up, is like the main guy from Malibu Express decided to quit the DEA, went to Hollywood, and made a movie about his life, and it turned out to be Malibu Express.
Wow.
And also, Taron is a huge James Bond fan.
Clearly.
Makes sense.
My theory is her favorite James Bond is George Lazenby. Just because.
Everyone shits on him. I actually really enjoy him.
I do like George Lazenby. I even met George Lazenby a few years back.
Oh, nice. Really nice.
Met him at a convention.
Oh, no. Wait.
Yeah.
She sold her nunchucks.
All right, guys, you're going to have to be very entertaining for, like, 5 minutes. I need to go deal with my dog. He's getting all stupid, so I think he needs to go to the toilet.
See, is that code right. word for a poop?
Yeah, so keep going. I won't be long.
Don't worry, I'm pretty sure this movie will keep us very entertained.
Talk about boobs.
In the meantime.
It already is.
That dude's stocking is, like, really constrictive on his head.
It really is. He kind of looks like one of like the generic bad guys from GoldenEye.
Oh, he does.
Like how they always have like those like kind of weird, just generic faces, and that's exactly what he looks like. He's a character in GoldenEye.
Yeah. I never got the whole putting stockings over your face thing. Because, like, it's A, too constrictive, and B, it's going to smush up your face, and they're going to still see what you look like, even if your face is all like that.
Right. That's why I like Loaded Weapon 1, National Lampoon's.
Yes.
You guys robbed the convenience store at the beginning. How many of these in tote?
Yes. Oh. The box fell.
Snake's out.
Fell and broke. And the snake is free. That damn snake.
Good God. They couldn't just use a real fucking snake. They cost like $40.
I think that snake probably only costs about $10 to make.
Love are those. Are they like condom gloves? Are they lubricated?
Yes. I think so.
They look lubricated.
They do. They're very shiny.
Yeah.
There's barely anything in that freezer.
Yeah, what the... Of course they're going to find it right away. Oh, no, there's two boxes there.
I like how he's got a small little knife and she's just got a small little gun.
Yeah. Yeah, they look like people from GoldenEye. And then there's a smarmy bastard.
Look at this dude's reaction to seeing the snake.
Yeah, 55 feet away.
Yes.
It's just get in the car.
Exactly. So, like, get in the car and the snake won't bother you.
Right. It's not like it has the ability to, like, bash windows or anything, or does it?
That we know of yet. Whoa!
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, I fell over. And there's, like, a bit of ground over there.
A garbage can that was buried.
Yes. That's the do-it-yourself, make-yourself toilet. You just put it in the yard.
That's the latrine.
The latrine, yes. You son of a bitch. Ah! Oh, they shot the bad guy in the... They shot him in the face!
With what? A fucking pellet gun?
Yes.
I mean, look at that thing.
There's a lot of tiny
weapons. I'm not shocked it didn't pierce his face.
There's that damn snake again. Nah, even the snake looks like it's got, like, all, like, lubricant all over it.
Yeah, it probably got in the glove box.
Exactly.
This guy. Like, what is... what is his purpose?
Yeah. He really does look like Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, like a young Jerry Stiller, yeah.
Yeah. I like how the boss has been like, I've been trying to call you all day. It's like, you didn't try harder, dude. I mean, I'm pretty sure you had their home number somewhere. Call them on their home number, not on the radio.
By deadly toxins.
By cancer-infested rats.
Oh, shit. How do you write this? Cancer infested rats. That's a band name right there.
Exactly. It's a brilliant piece of writing. It's worthy of Shakespeare, Clancy.
It really is.
Well, I guess my job here is done.
How did he know it got loose? He wasn't even there. They just took the wrong box.
Gotta call to get the other snake.
Oh, you know you grew up in the 80s if you had that chair. I have one. It's actually in my garage.
I think I might have as well. Or at least I knew people who had a chair similar to that.
Yeah. Yep, I still got mine. Still got the cushion and everything.
You should have brought that out. You should have brought that out for the show tonight.
If I would have known, I would have just done the whole commentary and that.
Exactly.
Oh, those are all his movies in the back. Stacy, Seven.
Yeah. He's not very shy.
Really loves himself.
Exactly. It's like, I'm just going to promote all my other movies in this one.
Right. You sat through this. You could sit through these.
Exactly. It's like, oh, we just had a traumatic experience. We had a home invasion, but we're all good now.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Let's go out. Let's go party.
Yeah, let's go to Applebee.
Let's go to 80s. Now, here comes another line. Oh, no. Now, here comes a line. Yeah, I know. If this was today, this dude would totally be fired.
Yeah. And also, here's one of that.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It is my favorite line coming up, and it is hilarious. I'm gonna give
Don't
you the best seat in the house.
Don't you see your face. Oh, God damn it, he said face.
Although she came back with the best comeback line. Why is that? Does that mean your nose is bigger than your dick? Best comeback line.
That was pretty good.
And they actually redid that same line again in Enemy Gold, which I watched recently.
Really? Oh, man. Yeah.
So I'm just suggesting, even though this, I've at least seen two Andy Sidaris movies, I have a feeling he likes reusing stuff in a lot of his movies, even lines.
I would imagine so. Looks like a really, like, drugged out Gina Davis there on the right. Maybe not there, but oh, is that a man? How was that?
That is a drag queen. That's kind of the twist of this movie, because the bad guy in this movie, yeah, it's like basically the bad guy has one of his henchmen dress up in drag to infiltrate this restaurant because they know the DEA hangs out here. DEA, yes. Ugh. And the first time I watched this movie, I did not realize it was a man in drag until like halfway through this movie.
So it actually is a man in drag.
Yeah.
Okay, so I called it like right away.
Yeah, you did. I feel ashamed because I did not call it at all.
Yeah. What is with that kind of right?
This guy is, I believe, what was his character's name? And he's got a J.J. Jackson.
Combat's aging. It's like the Benjamin Button of pills.
And these guys look very interested in what he's saying. What is this guy talking about?
Look at that guy. He looks bored as shit.
He's like,
can I just get my $100 and get the fuck off the set?
The guy on the right, the blonde-haired guy, is not even looking at him. He's not even...
That's what I'm talking about.
He's like looking over him, not at him. Here, have some more drinks. Is that a milkshake?
That's what it looked like. Is it a $5 milkshake?
Yeah. Just got to put it all together with the milkshake.
Look at him. Oh my God. Oh God.
I was just Marcy's back. Sorry. Marcy, I was just telling Clancy before. Clancy called it because I did, and I had to tell him that the who's on screen right now is a man in drag.
Yeah.
Ad.
And the ad.
Yeah, sorry, my dog is a pain.
I'll be right back.
Well, it is an ad.
It's a ad. We can have slight breaks during ads.
Yeah.
And that gives me time to look up trivia.
Exactly.
According to producer Arlene Sidaris, she revealed on the YouTube channel Popcorn Talk Show, Guilty Movie Pleasures, that the film was almost given an X rating by the MPAA due to the exploding doll that happens later in the movie, because they thought it was real.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was real.
Still on. All right, we're about halfway through the ads now.
Yes.
So, yeah, sorry about that, everybody, but Tubi has ads.
It has ads, and we have a Walmart.
We have the same ads as we had. Now we got this chocolate chip cookie ad. And I kind of wish I had chocolate chip cookies, but I don't.
Shit.
Who said you could touch my cookies?
Put the cookie down.
My cookies.
Put the cookie down.
Look at my cookies.
Ooh, fried chicken! Yes! Fried chicken! Yes!
Even it... Like, well, even though it wasn't... Okay, a bit of context, Clancy. What, every time we do a movie for Tubi Tuesday, we've noticed a whole bunch of times fried chicken makes an appearance in the movie, and then we just saw fried chicken pop up
on the subway ad. Subway ad. All right, we are back at 37:36. There you go, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, boobies. I mean, what?
More boobies.
And more muscles.
Well, I will say this. I would rather watch Hard Ticket to Hawaii for a week straight than have to sit through Edward Penis Hands again.
I haven't even seen Edward Penis Hands, and I already agree with the statement.
If anybody listening wants to watch a video of me watching the entirety of Edward Penis Hands, join our Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And for our cheapest tier, which is only $1 a month, which is cheap as fuck, so why aren't you supporting us?
Exactly.
You could get exclusive access to all After Dark with Super Marcy podcasts. And, yes, I actually video me watching that fucking movie.
Indeed.
And there is a scene where he tries to eat spaghetti with his dildo penis hands.
Indeed.
Just saying.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What did he get shot with, a BB gun?
He must have, because he got shot in the face, but he's like, oh, it's only just a little scar. He got grazed.
I have no idea.
They don't hurt.
What was up with, in the 80s, all of those, like, what do you call it? Like, those chairs.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
What's...
Liquor chairs?
Yes!
That chair back there.
Yes! Yeah.
Clancy was saying before, he still has one of those chairs.
Yes, the American Ninja one.
Mm-hmm.
I remember... Because we were watching it going, wait, that's your chair.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I want those chairs.
They're not comfortable, like, at all.
No.
They're fucking awful.
Hey, Mr. Sedaris, here's another actress for your movie. She got big boobs.
And I changed my shirt for the third time in this scene.
Hey, if Andy Sedaris was still around... He would cast me in one of his movies, I'm just saying.
That's right.
I would be the hero of all his movies.
That's right.
I don't even know what I would be.
I'm obsessed with the hair of all these people.
Oh, even though I'm in witness protection. Even though I'm in witness protection and all these gangsters are trying to kill us, let's go out and hang out and bang for like the next day.
Yeah,
on the
why
beach.
Not?
Hey. You like what you see?
I love what I see.
Do you want to touch what you see?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Most awkward moment ever.
No, thanks. I think you're... She's wearing... It's a G-string,
Those are these string. It is a G-string, but it's like literal string.
It is. I'm, like, fascinated. How is that underwear? How is that comfortable?
Sam would get everywhere.
Pleasant music.
Pleasant music. I wonder if they had... Sorry.
You go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, did they have a fluffer on set? Her nipples are pretty hard before.
It's a hard nipple to Hawaii.
I didn't spit take.
I always
so they bang
you.
With their clothes on?
Yes. He just That's moved her undies the to the side. Oh! It's a snake!
It's a trouser snake.
From one trouser snake. to a contaminated snake.
That snake is way too lubed up for my liking.
Well, snakes get horny too, Bede.
Jimmy John.
I'm really a British Secret Service agent. Cool. Way to just blow your cover, Jane Bond.
Beeping, groaning. I love subtitles. Bede, can you get that wig of that girl's hair?
Yes.
I want to see you wearing that.
Here come Ron Moss is back.
Oh, finally. Oh, wait, is the best scene coming up?
Yes, the most iconic scene of the whole movie, which we're not going to spoil because we need Clancy's reaction to this scene.
Yep, got my whiskey at the ready.
I also want Bede to wear Ron Moss's outfit.
I want to wear this guy's outfit here.
Get those pants.
Acid wash jeans.
What the fuck is that?
Is that what they are, or are they fucking sweat?
I think they're like sweatpants, but they're acid wash. Oh my god.
Why is he flexing as he drives the Jeep?
Because he's trying to impress Ron Moss.
Exactly.
Because it's Ron Moss.
With his Vega from Street Fighter 2 hair.
Oh my god, yes.
He is.
It does look like Vega. I don't even Ron Moss thinks it's funny.
It's not even a funny joke.
No.
Oh, we got a nutcase on the road. And what?
Or you got someone extremely talented.
What is that guy wearing?
Hey, Marcy, that's you after a few doobies.
Oh, fuck off.
Looks like Trey Parker from basketball.
Yes!
Whoop, getting in the back of this car.
Look, he's got your girlfriend in the passenger seat, Bede.
Yeah, what? Yeah, why? Why? And they just somehow caught up. Well, I guess they're only driving like 20 miles an hour, so, yes. You know, not hard to catch up.
Yes.
For anybody who's listening, because you have to join our Patreon for the video version. This guy is about to go on a skateboard with Bede's girlfriend, the blow-up doll.
Shut up! I mean, if he's trying to hide the shotgun, he could do a better job than using that. He's got a gun!
He's got a blow-up doll. Are you ready?
Yeah, are they just... Oh, boy.
How did he get shot? Mm. And look, it's only a pellet bullet, too. He got a pellet bullet too. Look at it.
He's like,
anybody?
I'll live.
Have serious injuries?
He's got a grenade launcher. Whoa! But wait, there's still more. Wait for it. The guy and the blow-up doll got shot with a grenade launcher and they both blew up separately. Somehow that blow-up doll blew up. Literal flaming pile of ash.
And you thought Commando was over the top.
Yeah, what was it, filled with helium?
It must have. That scene cemented this film as the greatest cinematic achievement of our time.
So apparently they hit the guy and he went flying in the air so high that he
could professional photographer here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
But the thing is, though,
sorry.
Meanwhile, back at this married couple.
Hello, boobies.
She his daughter?
That's his wife. I don't know what they're doing.
This is going to make some happy snaps.
Ah!
I got a mistake.
Why is this not in 3D?
Indeed.
Someone needs to put this movie in 3D.
I could have my shirt up, but I don't want to.
And the funny thing is, with the grenade launcher, apparently Rod Moss, in his character, Rowdy, It's a bad shot, and the only time he can actually hit anything is if he has his giant light grenade launcher.
Well,
you can't miss with that.
I'm just saying, if you're having sex with his character, don't ask for a facial.
All of it. No.
I like how the henchman who's in drag, Mace is like, I'm going to use a southern accent so no one would ever recognize who I am.
Do you think that actor actually went into drag?
I don't know, but the thing is, we'll see him out of drag later in the movie, and I'm like impressed, like, oh. Like, because for the first time I watched this movie, I did not realize that was actually a man in drag.
Neither did I, to be fair. I wasn't paying that much attention.
And then there's like,
this movie. I picked up on it right away.
Oh, yeah, it's been 5 minutes since Boobs. We got to show it somehow.
Yeah, I would. Yep. Booby time.
There we go.
I'll drink to that.
Definitely drink when you see tits.
Rocket this is tits. Definitely, Marcy, this is definitely a Booby Tuesday movie.
This is Booby Tuesday.
Booby Tubby Tuesday.
Yeah.
I like she just puts on her pants and everything first and does not put on a top.
Look, I could relate to them not wanting to wear bras because bras are annoying. I get it.
I think,
but maybe not with what she's wearing.
I think even Andy Sidaris thinks that bras are annoying.
Yeah, he's like, free the boob.
No bras in this movie.
Yeah.
And Andy Sidaris is a feminist.
Yes. I like how all the women...
In the best way.
I love how all the women, their tan lines are those string bikinis.
Yes.
Like that specific 80s string bikini. It's amazing.
Yep, the one that makes your ass look about 6 feet tall.
Yeah. Your ass looks like it takes up half your body. For some reason. More boobies! No, not me.
More boobs.
You're missing a shape. Jesus. Yeah, it's in the shape of a penis. Those are nice.
Yeah. I think she's got the best tits in the movie.
I would not disagree.
But yeah, Marcy, potentially the worst underwear in the movie.
Yes.
Not worried about that.
Now, Marcy, confirm to me, as a woman, does this happen all the time? You when you're with other female friends, is all just check out each other's boobs or talk about each other's boobs.
Yeah, totally.
Even he's like wearing like G-string underwear.
I was like, what's up with the underwear?
He didn't have to fully commit to that underwear, but he did.
Yeah, they were like, no, dude, you wear regular shit.
Yeah.
No, I want to be in the role. I want to be like Daniel Day-Lewis. I want to live the role.
Yep.
God, looks even like less of a human now.
It looks weird.
We're going to go pick him up.
Oh, he got all changed right. Really quickly.
Guys, I gotta go to my next job.
He is probably the best actor in the movie. The fact that he can play two completely different characters very convincingly.
And,
can I get...
That's gonna be a bitch to comb out.
That would be annoying if your hair's like, you got the top down, and basically your hair's flying all over your place while you're trying to drive.
Yeah, it is annoying.
I know you have that same problem, Bean.
He does.
I do, it's annoying. I do. It's annoying.
All that luscious.
All those wigs you wear.
Do 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 do
do do do do. I forgot what's going on.
Oh, is this a DUI video? What the fuck is going on?
Yes.
I don't know. So why are they kidnapping her?
Because she's Jade's girlfriend,
and has great tits.
Yeah, but who...
Jade's the guy who's with Rowdy.
Okay.
The guy in the ponytail.
And so what are these two doing?
They're scoping out the bad guy's hideout.
In their bikinis.
Yes. And also these old-fashioned video cameras.
I want that yellow camera. God. Oh my god, this is another amazing scene, isn't it?
Oh, well, later on, but this is setting up to that.
Damn it.
Yeah, no one can see you.
No, they're inconspicuous with the bright yellow camera.
Yeah, indeed. And just standing.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Frisbee.
Why not?
While I hold my gun. A walkie-talkie as well as a gun. Calling the army.
Yeah.
Oh my, this is the worst game of Frisbee ever. Like 10 feet apart.
They probably have never played Frisbee in their entire lives until now.
Probably not.
Is that the toy helicopter again?
I wish.
That's an actual helicopter. But for the shot, they just used the toy one.
Wouldn't that be funny if, when they got out of the helicopter, they brought out the toy helicopter and then used that for something else?
That'd be amazing. Let's go back in time and suggest this idea to Andy Sidaris.
Yes. I want to go hang out with Andy Sidaris.
Oh my gosh, they... Oh my gosh, they kidnapped Edie. He literally is... The bad guy literally is channeling, like, Al Pacino and Scarface.
Yes. Hey, man.
Force you get the power.
Then so is this what it was like at Jeffrey Epstein's island?
No!
No! I'm scared.
No! There are...
Even to the Andy...
They're too old for Jeffrey Epstein Island.
Even Andy Sidaris would be like, no, that's way too far.
Mm. See, someone makes an inappropriate joke, then I have to add to it, making it even worse.
Indeed.
As well, you should.
My mind does not work like normal people. Ad.
Oh, ad.
And
we're at Little Caesars?
We're at 54.19, so we're just waiting for this long ad.
Indeed.
And I want pizza.
Is that Patty Constantine? That's what it looks like. The guy in the back of this car.
No, it's the guy from Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yes.
He took his wig off.
Yes.
I want pizza. Usually after 2B Tuesdays, I want fried chicken.
Yeah, I know.
But now I want pizza.
There needs to be more fried chicken in this movie.
Yeah, why isn't there? Why isn't there a scene where they're eating fried chicken in the hot tub?
There should be, though.
It's although a we did see a ticket to Hawaii. Sorry.
That's why we've seen at least a poster for fried chicken.
Yeah, we got the ad that had it, so.
Yes.
Almost halfway through the ad. And if you've never listened to a 2B Tuesday and this is your first one, just to keep consistency, and it would be really difficult to edit the podcast as well, we're just keeping the ads because it gives you that full 2B experience because it is free, because there are ads. And we appreciate it.
Exactly.
Yeah, the sun's setting, so that's why I look...
You're glowing.
Very beautiful sunset.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Lowe's.
We're almost over this ad. Almost.
Wait, is there fried chicken in this ad? Did I see fried chicken?
I don't know. I wasn't looking. All right, we are back at 54.20.
Yeah.
All good.
Let's go over here. They might have a phone.
Random house.
This is back in the day. It's like, I wish cell phones were created by now.
Can someone explain the logic of 80s bikini bottoms and why they make their ass look 3 meters long? I just find it so weird. It's just the 80s.
That's why the 80s were an amazing time.
If you wanted to see some other kind of boobs, we have...
And asses. And asses.
We have some sumo wrestling. Yeah. So if you want to see man boobs and big booty from the The E-Hondas. Sumos. There you go.
Segue right there.
I thought she said she could speak other languages, and she's just talking in English in a weird way.
And also a bit of Spanish in there as well.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure these guys aren't Spanish.
No. I love her hair. I think it's the best.
Indeed.
Like Farrah Fawcett.
That's Farrah Fawcett.
That was what it does look like. It is Farrah Fawcett.
That's what my hair looked like when I woke up this morning. It was like, ploof, ploof.
You want to know what mine looks like. I feel like I'm in like an 80s synth pop band and only had a one-hit wonder.
Nothing wrong with that.
True.
Even one-hit wonders from the 80s get remembered. Sorry, B.
I was just saying, like, they just now realize, that woman who worked at the bar, it's a man in drag.
Yeah, they just realized. Let me see what my dog wants.
What do you want? You want to get back out? Come on. We've got to get back to
We got to go pick up the honeymooners because the movie completely forgot about him until now.
Yeah. Oh shit! Oh, we forgot.
Oh, they're dead.
My dog is a pain in the ass.
Wow. I know it's Jamie. You haven't done anything.
How did the snake eat him like that?
That was the girl.
Oh, how did the snake eat her like that?
I don't think even snakes do that when they kill someone.
When they kill someone.
Yeah, move that one leaf out of the way.
But it doesn't even look that right big.
There. And they can't even see it. It's like literally right there. Their reactions are hilarious. What happened? I'm pretty sure you already know the snake killed it. Killed them, sorry.
Oh, look. The photo.
Look,
it
evidence.
Came out.
That should have already developed. Polaroid? By the way.
Look, it's posing all sexily like the snake would.
I love the sliver. Love the sliver of a sexy snake. Oh,
the snake's just like, hi.
that snake just photobombing that picture.
Yeah. Now we get to see Andy Sedaris wearing shorts, like short shorts.
Oh, that's what you wear in Hawaii. You wear a suit and then you just wear shorts.
Oh. Are these real, like, football players or whatever?
I don't know.
Why are they just having a random, like, sports interview?
Because that's what they do. Because I think Andy Sedaris
did.
Yeah, well, he's probably incorporating what he already does previously into this movie.
But it's very random.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want an Emmy for this shit. We're going to throw it in the
movie. So he was like so really successful with doing sports stuff, and then he's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm making titty action movies.
Yes,
love it.
Well, that interview went completely haywire because he was swearing throughout all of it.
how many different shirts am I going to see this guy in? That should be a drinking game.
Yeah.
Every time that guy changes his shirt, that's you take a drink.
Look at him. He's got a whole collection.
He's got a whole collection.
Ah.
God, that guy would be so fired.
He would be. His ass would be me-tooed out of existence.
Me-tooed out of existence.
Is that still a thing? I'm sorry, but is it still a thing?
Yes.
Okay. I just haven't heard anything about it in a while, so I thought maybe it was like,
So again, I'm just curious. How did the one guy get shot in the chest?
I don't know, because it
was the blow-up doll.
They shot at the tire. It might have been like...
Yeah. It ricocheted from the tire somehow, okay?
So it's like the magic bullet from... Like, the fucking Kennedy assassination? Like, yes. It's kind of like...
Yes.
If something doesn't make sense,
oh my God.
A wizard did
it. I gotta shit real quick.
Just remember, it was the wizard that did it. There's no other further explanations needed.
I just love the fact that, like, you know what? As Andy Sidaris, I'm just going to put myself in this movie.
As a director of sports commentating.
Exactly. Why? Because I'm Andy Sidaris, bitch.
I think he's my new favorite director.
Yes.
I want Ron Moss's shirt. That's fucking fashionable, baby.
Indeed. Andy Sidaris is the greatest filmmaker of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me he lifts the lid. Please tell me he lifts the lid.
He takes the lid and he paints it like Captain America.
Oh, he just magically lifted it.
He just went wherever he's going.
Hey, Marcy, Clancy, you want to know Andy Sidaris' other acting credits?
Yes, of course I do.
Besides some of the movies he appears in, like the movies he directed, he was also in the Bear Wench Project trilogy.
What the fuck?
And you know what his character... He was in all three, and guess what his character name was? His character name in all three films was Dick Big Dickhead.
That might be my favorite character name ever.
Actually, he was in quite a lot of movies that he directed, but he always went uncredited.
Oh.
So after this
because his credits are all over the movie.
Yeah.
So he appeared, like, in, as an actor, Malibu Express, Picasso Trigger, Savage Beach, Do or Die, which actually has Pat Morita, a.k.a. Mr. Miyagi, in it.
Fuck, I want to watch it.
Pat Noriyuki Morita.
Yeah.
Hard Hunted, which he plays a character called Man in Pink Shorts at Hawaiian Hotel Airport.
Fuck yeah.
And also he was in Enemy Gold and The Dallas Connection.
Jesus Christ, her legs look so long. Like, rawr. I mean, what?
It's almost like a competition who's got the longest legs between the both of them.
Rawr, rawr.
Yeah.
Did I already miss the Frisbee stuff?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Weren't they talking to Frisbee, or is there a different Frisbee?
Oh, no, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, please tell me it's, like, murderous.
It's very much so.
I'm a bit distracted by her hard nipples.
I'm distracted by his ponytail.
Bede goes and looks at their hair.
I just have a lot of questions.
I'm being a gentleman, Marcy. I'm not just looking at the nipples.
Well, it's a bit hard to not look at them when they're poking my eyes out.
That is true.
It must be cold in there.
It's Marcy, it's a hard titty to Hawaii.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
This random henchwoman of the bad guy is just going to be like, ugh, just going to be like, flexing with nunchucks, ugh, with a lot of grease, with a lot of oil all over me, wearing whatever the hell she's wearing.
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure she could crush me.
If her name was happened to be Xenia on the top, I would believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that scene just came and went for no reason.
So what was the point of that?
Yeah, no context, nothing.
Yeah, it just happened.
What are we...
Let's go watch a video.
What the fuck? She plays Frisbee with this guy every day. Good. I can use that. Can you...
Where's his... Oh, there's his gun.
So what are they actually trying to do in this movie again?
They're infiltrating, like, the bad guy's base, and also, like, what they're going to do with Shades here, which happens to be his name. His name is Shades. He's the one that pulled the trigger on the Molokai policeman. How did they know that?
The cops from the beginning?
Yeah.
I really don't pay attention to the plot of these movies.
It's the
boobs. Really? You're going to watch a evidence video and then you're going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that's what happens in real life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time I watch this surveillance video, this always happens.
Yeah, it does. Magically, magically Ron Moss and a pair of tits appear every time I watch, you know, serious videos.
Ron Moss is the master of the come online. He's just, I'm going to suck the polish off your toes.
Ew. That's gross.
No.
I don't like it.
That's also what Quentin Tarantino says to all his dates.
Ew.
You're not wrong.
That's my second episode in a row when I made Quentin Tarantino and feet reference.
Did you have to, though?
As long as it's not Uma Thurman's feet.
Oh!
What was that?
What a weird edit! Whoa!
How are they having sex?
What is she doing to him? Is she giving him a hand job? I don't know.
Is she titty fucking him?
And how can they hear them all the way back at the house?
What is she doing? She can't be blowing him because she was not in a position.
Yeah, there's free things they could be doing.
It's good.
It's like three things that they could be doing.
She's titty fucking him. There's no other thing they could be doing.
No.
It's either that, a hand job, or she's, you know, using her finger to, you know.
Or he's fucking her belly button.
Yes.
I don't know what they're doing. He's got his undies on, so he ain't titty fucking her.
I don't know. It's scary.
This is
This is weird. Is that a better position? Okay, that looks a bit more like they could be doing something.
I have a feeling, even though Andy Sidaris is married, was married, and has kids, I don't think he's ever had sex in his life. So tell me.
I don't know.
Or maybe this is what he fantasizes.
One man's dream is another man's lunch.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
Oh, that was quick.
Oh, you've only been gone for 2 minutes.
Yeah, we just had sex.
Well, he had his lunch, okay? He did what Batman apparently doesn't do.
That's what he just said. We just stopped to go have a bite to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did what Batman doesn't do.
Add.
He actually had his lunch and dessert together.
Yeah, he did.
We are at 1 hour, 8 minutes, 26 seconds. Well, we have an ad for donuts now on donuts. And some kind of snack, apparently.
Oh, my Cheez-Its.
Bede, are you out of trivia for this movie?
Yeah, well, there's not much. I mean, other than the other trivia I read, that's all there is on this movie.
So how did you find out about this movie, Bede?
When did I hear about this movie? I think I'd heard about it in bad movie circles, like along with like The Room, Troll 2, and also like I've been listening to my friends over at the Screamcast. They would talk about this movie and other Andy Sidaris movies as well. So I think that's where I sort of at least became aware of this movie. It was like, you know what? I'll check it out. I actually blind bought the movie when it was like cheap.
Oh.
Because a lot of the time, Andy Sidaris films are usually pretty cheap to buy on Blu-ray, and they all have like 4K restorations as well.
Oh.
And like, I bought it, and I watched it, and I was amazed.
As you should be.
Exactly.
Yeah, boy. Hopefully, this might be one of the final ads we get because it's not too much longer of the movie.
Indeed. And knowing our luck, there'll be like an ad like legit 5 seconds before the movie
ends.
Yeah,
right? All right, and we are back.
This is comfy.
1 hour, 8 minutes, 28 seconds. There we go. Look, that guy in the background looks like a tree.
He is quite large.
His legs are like tree trunks.
I like how this guy's name is Mr. Chang, and he is whiter
than white.
The whitest person. He's the whitest person I have ever seen.
This mate is taking cultural appropriation like to a whole new level.
Like Malcolm McDowell's brother.
Well, actually, you're right, Clancy. He does look like a much more... He does look a little bit like Malcolm McDowell. Well, technically, Marcy, it's not really cultural appropriation because they explain in the movie he's like half Chinese, but he doesn't look half Chinese.
Sure he is.
He looks about as Chinese as I do look like Samuel Jackson.
Jesus.
Exactly. Time to do our best commando by locking up all our weapons.
And she's got the world's tiniest gun.
I like how they just basically start loading up all these weapons, and a lot of these weapons they never even use.
Nope. And Ron Moss can't shoot weapons without missing all the time.
Exactly.
Why do they have so many Mausers?
Do you like his frisbee?
I like his frisbee.
I thought that was an Instapot lid.
Pleasant music.
It is so pleasant.
I can't wait to listen to the soundtrack in my car on my way to work.
Not yet.
In fact, I'll play it at work.
Just play it all the time. Oh, Jesus! Yeah. Ron Moss, why? Why? What? Yeah, hide.
Ron Moss, stop wearing the Speedos.
They're barely Speedos.
Wow, nice throw.
That's about how well I can
look at
throw
him, he's still looking up at the sun.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's like Donald Trump during an eclipse.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh my god, why is he wearing that?
Where are the pants, dude?
I don't know who you are, but sure, you can come play with me.
Yeah, you got a weird satchel and no pants, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine. He's just
what
a thrower.
That turkey with you? The fucking frisbee.
These people have never thrown a frisbee in their lives. Yeah, that's what I do when I throw a frisbee. I just chuck it under my leg and grab it and then throw it again.
Oh, let me put my gun down. Because I'm holding it for no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to switch frisbees with one that's a completely different color.
Hey, Colleen. Well, you got a great ass. So do you, Pilgrim. Especially in those Speedos.
Hell yeah.
Is she John Wayne? Yes. Jane Wayne?
Yes.
Yes.
So do you, Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah? You.
Watch the stealthiness of Ron Moss.
Hey. Oh, wow.
You ready?
The razor blade frisbee.
You ready?
Here it comes. Oh, this is for the
Molokai. Slow-mo! Whee!
Here it goes. Gah! His fingers are gone.
How?
Yes.
Yes.
Scored one for the team.
Just remember, he did that in those barely there Speedos. And now he's distressed again. Cheers,
you could have done before, but, you know. Now to put a gun. I don't know why people always place their guns above their crotches.
Mm.
Something could happen and it'll blow your dick off. I got one of these like little planes.
They know how to do everything, okay?
Exactly. Well, they're DEA in Hawaii, of course they do.
Yes. They do all their best thinking in the hot tub.
Yes.
Curious, where is the hard ticket?
It's Rob Boss coming to.
Is it the couple, the married couple?
Are they the hard ticket to Hawaii? I thought it was Rod Moss and Jade coming to the island.
I thought it was just Ron Moss in those Speedos.
Yes.
This plays out like a fucking Nintendo game. Like, you just got a guy with a fucking rocket launcher, grenade launcher, or whatever. The back of a Jeep. Whee! Reminds you of that, remember that game Jackal back in the day?
That grenade went nowhere.
I like how it's basically, like, instead of being stealth at this base, it's like, let's just throw grenades everywhere to flush everyone out so they know we're here.
Is it a fucking smoke bomb?
It just blew up like a tiny bit of the grass.
I've seen fireworks go off bigger than that.
Mm.
You could buy legally.
See, Rob Moss can't hit anything without his grenade launcher.
Nope.
Was he a stormtrooper?
Yes.
Yes. He was a stormtrooper in a previous life.
Mm. Ooh, took him long enough. What the hell's nice up with his hair?
I'm pretty sure, like, I don't know how, you know, what it's like to work in the DEA, but I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be considered if you don't know how to hit something.
And where is she flying to?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's about the third time I've seen this shot.
Yep. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, nice camera work there.
Wasn't she also with them? Or are they girls just dressed the same?
Yeah, they're just dressed the same. That's the thing about I've noticed with Andy Sidaris' movie, all the women look exactly the same, so it's hard to tell who is who sometimes.
Yeah. And look, if you're going to run around, that's when you probably want to wear a bra, otherwise that's going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
That would hurt. Okay, she's got a bra. Okay, fair enough. All right. Oh. Some logical sense here.
He did not see that guy there, and he was literally right there. And you could have seen him.
Are we really trying to find logic in this movie?
Yes. Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
He's mine. Take the grenade launcher.
That weighs about 5 pounds.
Life's a bitch, and then you die.
So why were they just standing there beforehand?
They just go mano to mano, hand to hand combat.
What?
Not anymore.
Oh, blown the fuck away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was Tara? I get confused who all these characters are meant to be. Could his pants be any higher?
Right?
Their martial arts isn't that great.
His beads!
My beads!
No!
Those were my anal beads, dammit.
They're a bit small.
Where did they fall from?
His ass, obviously.
That's the answer why I hide behind this couch where no one can see me.
With a grenade.
Yeah, with a giant grenade launcher.
What? Where the fuck did they come from?
He thinks he's Bruce Lee.
Nope.
Oh my god.
What? And now, hold on. And you die.
Alright.
I'm gonna run towards the camera.
Here we go. Oh,
he's really gonna shoot him with a fucking grenade launcher with a hostage right there.
Yep.
Whoa!
So wait, he didn't blow up, but a mannequin or a blow-up doll did?
Yes.
Yes. Somehow the grenade somehow just hit him, and it just flung him out the window without exploding.
Was it a dud?
Might have been. Jade, she's all yours.
Well, isn't that his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's have sex. Let's bring out the whips. This is kinky, baby. You son of a bitch, I'm in.
This makes me very uncomfortable and I don't like it.
Yeah, I'd be like, could you just untie me and not, like, make out with me in, like, a rapey hot tub?
Yeah, right? Creepy.
Come on! Let's get out of here!
This is the story of Jeffrey Epstein's island.
This is a dramatic retelling of what happened.
The siege on Epstein Island.
Yes.
Siege.
Don't go or I won't blow you up.
Just blow him up already.
I got a grenade launcher. Wait, how did she get it?
He gave it
to her? Rowdy gave it to her. Yeah.
Oh, did he? Oh, I must have missed that. I don't know.
Whoa! Boom!
Kaboom.
It was only a model. Don't worry, it was only a model.
On Earth, that guy survived the grenade launch.
James Bond reference.
See, it's a multi-purpose grenade launcher. It can, like, it can send you flying out a window without exploding, and also blow up helicopters, and also blow up dolls.
It's like Judge Dredd's gun.
I'm surprised I didn't make that joke earlier. That blow-up doll gave the term... That blow-up doll blowing up gave the term blow-up doll a whole new meaning.
Jesus.
Heyo!
That's dad joke level of crap, Bede.
Shut up! You were laughing.
I'm laughing at my joke.
Wait, everything is... Everything's fine now?
Everything's all fine.
There's the little case of a contaminated snake.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, that storyline hasn't been resolved yet. Or really thought about for the last half an hour. Add another fucking ad. We are at 1 hour, 20 minutes, 48 seconds, as we have an ad for Lowe's. Oh. I don't know what a Lowe's is.
Like Home Depot.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have a Lowe's here in Australia, but it's more of a clothing store.
Yeah, they sell, like, all random shit at Lowe's.
Yes.
Fucking Tubi ads. At least this one looks like it's going to be a lot shorter. Thankfully.
Okay, Ford, we'll get some insurance. Leave us alone.
American ads just blow my mind because they're so different to Australia.
Yeah.
Like, so different. It's crazy. You know what I miss? I miss when we did Sniper Special Ops and all the ads were just for food.
Indeed. And the jokes we made out of Steven Seagal's expense.
Yep. I'd say I apologize, but I don't really like Steven Seagal.
I don't think anybody does.
I think only Steven Seagal likes Steven Seagal.
Exactly.
Fucking Applebee's. I've never been to an Applebee's. I don't even know what it is. It's a restaurant or something.
Applebee's?
Yes.
Not good.
All right, we are back at 1 hour, 20 minutes, 46 seconds.
And with fresh whiskey.
Fuck yeah. How do you not love Ron Moss?
I mean, I love Ron Moss as much as the next person, but his character should have been fired by now for not actually shooting anything. Oh shit, we forgot to kill the bad guy! We gotta go back and get him!
Yeah, and the snake!
Somber music.
Did you know that Ron Moss is in a rock band? Or was?
Yeah, he's a singer.
I knew he sung. I didn't know it was a rock band. Look, my experience with Ron Moss was 25 Years of Bold and the Beautiful. I don't like that they replaced him, and I still don't. I don't care if it's been a long time. It's not the point.
Indeed. Oh, no.
Hey. How you doing?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, gotta go.
Oh, I've been attacked. Oh, yeah, I forgot there were diamonds in this movie.
So did I.
That's the thing, though. Like, a lot of stuff happens in this movie. The movie forgets about it, and then just brings it back up all of a sudden. Oh, and this is, like, Halloween style.
It is.
What the actual piss is going on?
Dude, you're not Michael Myers.
I'm assuming that's where the inspiration for this stupid scene came from.
Most likely, yes.
Why don't you just look in your boots? You probably got like 1,000 weapons in there.
I'm just gonna use. Look out! Ah!
I love the slow-mo death scenes.
How long is that arrow?
It's a very long one.
That's what she
said.
And
it's not even symmetrical. You got me in the clavicle.
Girl power.
So you're not gonna like make sure he's dead?
Because he's not. Oh.
He's gotta reach for that knife.
He can still reach that knife, man.
Is that a picture of Walt Disney?
Looks like it.
Maybe it's Andy Sidaris.
as a young lad.
Yes. I want that wicker mirror.
That actually is a pretty sweet mirror. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This last thing legit now that we all been thinking it is literally Halloween.
Yeah.
Also, it's daytime, but it's nighttime outside before!
That was earlier.
I know! I need
a beer. I need a beer and some bologna and cheese.
I need to go in the jacuzzi.
Rubbing blood all over herself? Oh no, it's ice.
Oh.
Alright, Patrick.
Get him!
He died.
He didn't even attempt to, like, go to stab her. Oh.
Is she holding the blade? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's a badass.
Wait, she's stabbing the dick?
I hope so.
I don't know.
Oh.
Stomach.
No, he stabbed himself.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What an idiot.
Dude, don't lay on your stomach, you're gonna make it worse!
Can I just say, in that outfit, especially that top, her tits look amazing. They look better in that top than her topless, I'm just saying.
You're not wrong.
Definitely do. Yeah, for Clancy and I, we're not complaining.
No, I'm just saying, I think she looks great.
Kind of has that whole, like, Laura Dern Jurassic Park thing, where it's like she gets hotter as the movie goes on.
You know, that toilet looks awfully mysterious.
I know. That's where the script came from, the toilet.
There was a script?
Yes.
Oh my god, my tits are just covered in blood. Okay, why are you wiping? You're dry.
She coughed into the napkin and then rubbed it all over her.
That's how
you get COVID.
Yeah, that's how it spreads.
The nightmare is over. Ah! The snake came out of the toilet.
What?
What?
Why is the snake like 5 times its size? Oh shit! She's wet.
Wet. And why is he still alive?
I don't know. He would have lost. He's lost at least nearly 2 liters of blood by now.
Oh yeah. Oh, please tell me the snake fucks him up. Oh my god! Is this?
Look at that snake.
Why did
it can
they
break mirrors?
Why didn't they just euthanize the snake that had rabies?
Yeah, but they had to do it in Hawaii for some reason.
This is how it starts, people.
My makeup!
This is the weirdest prequel to Anaconda.
completely was not anywhere near his face, but okay.
Now we find that in Anaconda that John Voight is actually the brother of this character. That's why he goes after the snake. So wasn't he been stabbed? He had an arrow to the shoulder. He'd been shot in the face, but it was the snake that killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the snake that is just rabid for no fucking reason because of cancerous rat.
Yes.
Gotta get my shoot it with a little gun. Rah! Okay.
And somehow, whoa!
What the fuck? Why?
Whoop! Here it comes, the grenade launcher.
Oh my! Oh no!
Here what? It comes. Here it comes.
It's a fucking snake.
It just blew his head off.
Just the head. Just the head.
It just blew up just the head. See, that grenade launcher knows its blast radius depending on the situation.
Wow.
It is the Judge Dredd gun of rocket launchers.
Indeed. It'll send a massive explosion if it's a blow-up doll or a dude flying in the air, or can just send the dude out flying out the window without an explosion, or with a snake, it's only a tiny little explosion.
And she shot the snake in the face twice with her pellet gun.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And you would think that'd do it, but nope, it had to be the grenade launcher.
Yep.
Yep.
Because it's a hard ticket to Hawaii.
Indeed.
I think Clancy's got a new favorite movie.
Yes.
This is incredible.
It is.
Buy the Blu-ray.
It's going to be on the regular rotation now.
And now they got to stop the real bad guy, Mr. Chang.
I kind of love what they're both wearing. Ron Moss in like a silk shirt.
Didn't she cut the shit out of her hand? Like, she should probably get stitches for that.
Yeah, you'd think, but no, she's got brass knuckles instead.
Yeah, and you can't really do this.
And they're going to in a limo to stop the other guy. I want to cruise around in that car.
Need more of this.
I got it. My microphone dropped.
You were so excited.
You could say that was a mic drop.
What the fuck is that guy wearing?
What?
What is he wearing?
What are they all wearing?
But specifically, the other guy. The
what's with the Mauser? The 1944 Mauser. Like, what the fuck is with that?
I don't know.
You couldn't find, like, a modern gun, like, anywhere?
No.
So now they explain, it's like his father is
it's
Chinese.
It's the tree trunk guy.
Triple H.
His mother is Triple American. H. No, British, sorry. British, sorry.
Oh. Bede, I want you to
Here,
dress like
no
her.
One will see this.
Oh. Well, this bodyguard was useless. He's as big as a tree trunk and he got taken down easily.
But look, he's got katanas in the background.
Indeed.
Hold on, I'll just wait till you guys are finished.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll wait till you're done beating my fucking henchmen.
Bede, I want you to wear what she's wearing.
I will. That'll be at least 110 subscribers on Patreon.
We're never going to get there. Did
In
he say
pig's
arse?
Arse. Not ass, arse.
That's yeah, very stupid.
Yeah, if this movie was remade today, yeah, Malcolm McDowell would totally play that character.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a bigger gun than him. Where did the sword go? Whoa! Oh, no, they threw out my doll! Taryn's reaction was a bit slow. He like, landed, and then 20 seconds later, was like, oh!
Okay, what is Jade Damn. Wearing?
I don't know, but he doesn't wear a shirt at all in this whole
So
movie.
Who made the kill shot? It wasn't Ron Moss.
I think it was obviously...
Oh, yeah, fucking pellet gun.
She is the most badass chick ever.
Is she pretending that's Marcy, a dick?
Probably, because she was rubbing her face up against it. Now, Marcy, I know that since Batch isn't here, we can't technically put this movie on the Hall of Fame because Batch needs to be here for this, but totally Donna should be an honorary member of the 2B Hall of Fame.
Her and Ron Moss, 100%.
Definitely.
She's the best.
I completely forgot the other bag of diamonds we saw earlier is still there on the island where they did grab.
Yeah. So they get to make out with the fucking diamonds.
Yeah. Now, since they have to put in, since they're federal agents, they have to turn in the diamonds, but since she is a private citizen, she can take the diamonds if she finds them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's so many things wrong with that. Those are technically blood diamonds at that point.
I'll be right back. I'm just going to go get some diamonds.
Indeed. Filmed on location in Hawaii, you don't say.
At
boobs!
All right.
Wow, these toilets are even more like shot on some pictures of. Like these credits, somebody took a picture on some paper and that was it.
Man, now,
this
boobs!
This song is pretty kick-ass too. You take. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
And wait, for the first time, Tubi showing the credits. Tubi doesn't like showing credits.
Oh.
Boobs. Boobs.
I think we need to get download this song too.
Boobs.
And boobs.
Boobs.
I got a hard ticket.
In my pants.
Wait, what happened to that chick?
She was in the helicopter that got blew up.
Oh.
That's right.
How unfortunate
basically, they set her. This movie sets her up to be a badass by having her have her own single scene, like flexing and playing with nunchucks, and they do nothing with her at all.
Exactly.
And she just dies.
What the hell?
The guy on the skateboard. Skateboard Studs by Russell Howe.
Yeah. Gotta get that credit.
Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 do.
The best tits in the movie, there we go.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
These songs are the greatest.
Right?
Rocket gun designer. Rocket gun.
Yep.
It's a rocket gun.
It's called the rowdy gun.
Got a hard ticket to pay.
Hard ticket. Dude, I'm surprised there is no, like, little thing at the big at the end telling us what's coming up next. Usually,
yeah, I know, right?
I think Tubi realizes, you know what, these credits are awesome. We're just gonna not
exactly
put what's coming up next after them.
These are the best credits.
Oh, there's a BB, but not a B.
Somehow Napoleon Dynamite's credits seem even better. But then again, it was made with food, so that's actually pretty cool.
The filmmakers wish to thank all the boobs in this movie.
All right, so when COVID's not a thing, are we all going to get a hard ticket to Hawaii?
Yes.
And find some diamonds? Oh, a cat.
Oh,
for no reason.
There's a cat. There was a cat in this movie, apparently.
It was.
Pussy.
Hard ticket.
The end.
The end. Hard ticket to Hawaii.
And that's the end of Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Hell yeah.
What did you think, Clancy? Is this the best movie ever?
I have so many goddamn questions. The snake. Weren't they going to talk to, you know, the other guy, like, back overseas about the snake? Like, hey, we blew up your poisonous rabbit snake.
Well, to be fair... the snake was going to die in 24 hours, from what I remember.
Mm.
So it was going to die anyway, so we might as well blow it up with a grenade launcher.
So what was the point of the snake in the movie?
Right.
Probably nothing, really.
Exactly.
Just like everything in the movie. Every subplot had no point of being in it, but we're thankful that it did.
Exactly. Well,
and I think is clever filmmaking.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a wrap on this week's episode of To Be Tuesday's podcast.
Yeah. And thanks to Whiskey and Wasabi and Soy Sauce Almonds from Blue Diamond.
There you go.
Nice.
Thank you for joining us, too. Thank you for joining us at such the last minute, but this was fun. I hope everybody enjoys listening and discovering this movie if they haven't seen it.
Indeed, everyone should discover this movie. Every person who I've showed this movie to has came out loving it. So
it's so bad, it's good.
Exactly. Exactly. It's beautiful. Mwah.
That's perfection. Mwah.
Yes.
The chef's kiss. Mwah. And now we need more Andy Sidaris movies.
Yes.
I'm in.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Sidaris Saturdays.
Yes.
Oh, I do like that.
You go through his entire library.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm in.
Done.
Totally in.
Done.
Yes, as we wrap up the podcast, people can find us at supermarcy.com. The place where everything is with the Super Network. And you can follow me on Twitter if you wish to do so at Super Marcy on the Twitter. I've got to remember all of our socials. You can follow the Super Network on Twitter under SM_SuperNetwork. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/thesupernetwork or the Super Network group, which you can find on the page as well. And you can participate in all the shenanigans there. We have an Instagram. We're at the.super.network. And we're on TikTok at the Super Network. We're on YouTube at the Super Network. And the podcast can be found on all major podcast streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all the rest. What about you, Bede?
If people want to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com. they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/bejamine or my personal writers page at facebook.com/terribleozzy. And of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
There you go. If anybody wants to check out Clancy, I think you're the clever guy on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. Unlike us, you don't have 50 million social medias because you're smart.
Smart's a relative term. Mm.
But with all that out of the way, thank you everybody for listening. We will hopefully be back next week with Batch back on board. And
We'll finally do our Patreon voters pick.
Yes.
Which I believe we can divulge what it is since we went. And the winner for the July Patreon bonus pick is Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yep. Some Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, that's a wrap. Until next time, I've been Super, Bede's been terrible, and Clancy is now going to check his toilet for a contaminated snake every time he uses it.
Cheers to that.
Bye, everyone.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Four of America's finest, ready and willing to pay the price for paradise. Ah. They're undercover, but not under-equipped. On this mission, there's hard flying, hard playing, hard fighting.
Agents are everywhere.
No mercy. Kill them all.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.